we have a quorum, I'm going to go ahead and start this meeting. All right. It is September 28th, 2021 at 5 p.m., and I will call to order the Pacific City Joint Water and Sanitary Authority Board of Directors business meeting. We are meeting via video teleconference call. I'll call the roll. Tom Donahue.
Here.
Ann Price.
Here.
For the record, at this point, Cameron Gomez and Sean Carlton are not yet with us. Item 3, minutes of the August 2021 business meeting. Any corrections or comments? I have none.
I'll move that we approve the minutes of the August 10th, 2021 business meeting.
Okay.
Was that a second, Tom?
Yes, it was.
All right. It has been moved and seconded that we approve the minutes of the August 10th, 2021 business meeting. All in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries. And it is 5:01, and Sean Carlton, welcome.
Hello.
Hi. Item 3B, August 24th, 2021, the meeting minutes of the special meeting. Any comments or corrections?
Hearing none, I'll move that we approve the August 24th, 2021 special meeting minutes.
I'll second it.
It has been moved and seconded that we approve the August 24th, 2021 special business meeting, special meeting minutes. All in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
What was that? Yeah, Tom wasn't there. Aye. Okay, thank you. Motion passes with 3 votes and 1 abstention. Item 4A. Financial reports, accounts payable for August 15th and August 31st, 2021. Any questions on the accounts payable? Yes, Tom?
I only had one question. Two checks for $13,000 on the 15th of August at the Civic City Home. We've touched on this in the past. We had some extensive building repairs. What were these particular checks for, this $26,000?
Rochelle?
So when we bid the project, I can't remember the exact number that we bid, but we paid a half deposit in last fiscal year, and this was after everything had been completed and the final bill.
So this is the final bill?
Yeah, that was the remaining half.
Okay, and what buildings needed repaired? What kinds of repairs were they?
They did roofing, siding, fascia boards, painting to Woods Lift Station, the UV building. There's another building, another small one, and the southeast corner of the office.
Mostly structural stuff then.
It was, yes.
Okay, thank you. That's all I had.
Thank you. Any other questions on the accounts payable?
I do.
All right, and let me note it is 5:04 and Cameron Gomez has joined us. Yes, Cameron, questions on the payables?
Let me get there. By the way, my computer issues. I hate these things. Ghostway Construction.
Can you give us a
date? Oils, Ollie.
Can you give us a date and a page, please?
Oh, that would be page 2 of 5.
Page 2. Sorry, I'm looking at it too. Roxanne.
And what is your question?
rock, sand, and spoils, Holly.
We purchased rock and sand from Coastway that got delivered to our plant so that we can use it when we have water leaks and whatnot without asking for their assistance. And we had some spoils, which was just extra stuff that was being piled up at the plant that they hauled away for us.
So I've got a question as far as that. We have a dump truck and stuff. How much would it be if we were to run up to a rock pit and get it ourselves? Would that be any cheaper than having somebody... I mean, we have a dump truck and we're not utilizing it.
There would be a couple factors. We have two CDL drivers, so it would take at least their labor costs into consideration, plus whatever it costs to run the dump truck and pay for the rock and hauling. And then if we use those employees to do that, they're not being utilized elsewhere.
Okay. I mean, I was just wondering, what is the usage of our dump truck in backhoe? If we're not getting usage out of it, why are we having insurance? And see, I mean, it's kind of like a just fuel for thought. Okay. So toilet paper, I take it that stuff from Granger, that's a big case that lasts for quite a while for all the facilities?
It does.
Okay. Pacific City Hardware, there was a lot of little miscellaneous. There's one for $35.91. And then spreader truck, fasteners, padlock, front gate, gate repair. Is that the Horn Creek gate?
No, it's a gate that we had out here while we were working on the Pacific City Homes, fixing our siding and whatnot. We had a gate that was rusty, and we replaced the hinges.
Okay. Padlock, front gate. Now, didn't we purchase a bunch of padlocks that we could still... I'm not sure if they were...
That particular padlock is a combination padlock that the sanitary service has the code for so that they can come and pick up our dumpster if we are not there.
Right. Okay. Building repairs. Pacific City Homes. Was that all the stuff that was done this summer?
It was. That was the second half of our project.
Now, are there any other projects that are to be upcoming?
We are replacing a couple doors on the FEB right now that are rotted, but they're not going to be that substantial.
And then now we're down just a little further. There's a tank law employment agreement.
They
67.
Yeah, they did the employment agreement for John on our side.
Oh.
Like an employment contract. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Now that's our attorneys going through and doing the paperwork and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then $4,500 TLC, line of credit payment.
That is our monthly line of credit payment that we have with TLC that we use to pay for airport lift station when we built that.
Oh, okay. How much more is on there?
Less than
$200,000. So what's the projected date for that to be all paid off?
2025.
Not too...
Okay. Pretty soon.
3 years, pretty soon?
Yeah.
I like your math. Okay, that's all I got. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll entertain a motion. I'll move that we approve the accounts payable for August 15th and August 31st of 2021.
I second.
It has been moved and seconded that we approve the accounts payable for August 15th and August 31st of 2021. All in favor of said motion, say aye. Raise your hand.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Any comments or questions with regards to the fiscal year report 2021-22? I'd just like to say... In reviewing that, thank you to our staff for the excellent job. We're partially into the new year, and you can see that relative to all of our categories, we're running a good budget so far this year. So thank you.
Item number five, manager's report. John?
Yeah, a couple of things of note about this. For those that weren't at the our last attempt to have a meeting, I went over this just a bit, but I did want to say that you may have all noticed that the manager's report is a little more detailed than you've seen in recent months, and this format is what I'd like to do going forward. I'd like to put a little bit more detail in the manager's report so that when you guys read it, I'm attempting to anticipate questions and provide a little bit more detail so that I can get you more information ahead of the meeting as opposed to just a list of bulleted items that then I elaborate on. With that in mind, my intent is not to, unless there's questions, to not elaborate on the whole list. I've made it detailed for the benefit of the board. But I think there's a couple of things on here that I would like to at least highlight, both in the COVID-19 update category. During the last board meeting, August 24th, the board directed me to develop a screening program for the staff. There's been some communication about that. After researching several options, we've decided to implement an antigen rapid test method for this purpose. Several advantages to that. The test can be self-administered by the staff during working hours, and we get the results in only 15 minutes. I just wanted to report that testing program has been a big success. The staff has all bought into it. They're administering these tests to themselves twice a week. And although there was, a little bit of concern at the beginning, now that they've seen how easy and painless this is, I think they've really bought into the program, and it's been a huge success. And I'm happy to report that every test that has been taken so far for all employees have been negative. And we'll continue with this program as long as COVID infection rates in Tillamook remain high, and as long as our supply of tests lasts. If it's looking like we feel like we need to proceed on with this for the foreseeable future, we'll be making another order, and hopefully I won't have any trouble filling it. I do know that these tests are in very high demand right now. So just wanted to give you a status report on that that employee screening program. It's going very well. The other thing I wanted to mention is we had talked about an internal policy regarding this screening of the employees, and after further consideration, what I would propose is drafting a broader continuity of operations plan, like many utilities, water and wastewater, currently have. This is a plan that would account for all of our COVID-19 pandemic prevention measures, whether it's disinfecting our work surfaces, washing hands, social distancing, mask wearing, where the screening program that we currently have in place will just be an element of a larger plan. I think it would be helpful to have a a comprehensive plan that outlines all of our employee COVID safety prevention measures. And, of course, this screening program that we currently have in place for the staff will just be one element of that larger plan. My hope is I will have a draft available for the board to review by the next business meeting. That's a tall order. I have been working on it as I can, this isn't the first one of these I've written, so I've got a jump start on it in that regard. That would be what I would propose. I think it would be good to have a general document like that for the authority that outlines all of our efforts to keep our employees safe from COVID. And other than that, most of the manager's report is pretty typical stuff, you know, rags and so forth. If anybody's got any questions about the written plan or the written manager's report, please let me know, but those were probably the two things that I wanted to highlight in the report for sure.
Cameron?
Now, we'll just incorporate as far as, not only just COVID, but if anything else comes up via some other kind of broad spectrum disease or anything, could it be in place for it to cover a broad the symbol of this? Will it encompass that?
Well, what I will tell you is it would be fairly easily adaptable as a general pandemic plan. The problem is whether it's the avian bird flu or COVID-19, every pandemic's a little different. The CDC's response to every pandemic is a little different, and there are, I think it's valuable and necessary to have some COVID-19 specific guidelines in this plan, but I do believe that it could be easily adaptable in the future for any new pandemic that may come along.
Okay. Thank you.
John?
Thanks. Yeah, John, on I don't have a problem with drafting a broader pandemic plan. One of the things we talked about, I think, at the last meeting was in regards to a specific employee screening program written policy. You know, what happened if there were some objections? What happens if an employee, you know, decided they didn't want to take the test? So that was kind of the thought process behind having something quick. Are we not worried about that, and you're good with just going ahead with a more generalized plan?
Well, one of the reasons that I didn't feel we had to make a specific policy regarding this and one that would be, cover scenarios that would be unfortunate and we hope we wouldn't encounter. I'm glad to report that we've had complete buy-in by every staff member. They are cooperating 100%. Since this program has started, they have confidence in the process. They feel good about the process. And I don't think that is any concern whatsoever. And if I did, I would probably feel as though we would need to address those what-ifs, but I'm happy to report that we don't have to because everybody has bought into the program 100%.
That's great. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Any other questions regarding the manager's report? All right. Thank you, John. Moving on to unfinished business, item 6A, wastewater master plans. John?
Yeah, I've been working with Parametrics on these items. I will say that Parametrics is close to providing What I think we will find is a much more satisfactory version of the Water Master Plan. In full disclosure, they're waiting on me for a little bit of information for the Water Master Plan, but I think we will see something that is a an improved product from the draft. I think we will see it soon. Just on a side note, I'm already working to get them background information and data regarding the wastewater plan. They are already ramping up on that and doing significant effort in that. I think we've just got a couple of minor details cover in the water master plan, and then we will be seeing their latest version of that. That, as I say, I think we'll all be feeling much better about than the draft. There may still be some comments. I didn't really have a good chance to comment on the Water Master Plan when everybody else did because I wasn't here. But I wanted to be sure that I squeezed my comments in, and I know that they have accounted for those and are trying to respond to those as well. But the Water Master Plan, I would expect to see within the next 2 to 3 weeks. The wastewater plan, I think, is going to be, we may be into late November, early December till we see that. But there's a lot of information they've asked me for. I can tell they're tuned in, and I'm working hard on my end to get them the information, the data that they've asked for, so that my delay isn't part of their delay. And I feel pretty good about their my conversations with them of late. And I believe they've been very receptive and responsive to those. So we should be seeing the water plan sometime very soon, the wastewater plan to follow, I would guess, in approximately 2 to 2.5 months.
Cameron?
So, John, I remember the last conversation that we had about parametrics, that they've kind of slid a little bit. So you think that they've stepped up a little bit better than the last previous?
I've had some very frank and honest conversations with them.
Okay.
And I think they have a full understanding. I've listened to feedback I've gotten from the board members. I've read all the comments that have been given so far on the water plan. I've had a very frank and honest conversation with them, and I think that we'll see a remarkable improvement.
Oh, good, because it was kind of concerned that they were kind of shaking us off there, and that, that's a lot of money and being kind of set off the side, and it doesn't feel very good. So I'm glad they're a little bit more receptive or in tune with you, let's put it that way.
I think that they'll respond well to my feedback.
Okay, great. Good. Thanks.
John, do you expect we'll have the water plan by the next meeting, or will it be more likely November?
I would hope it would be by the next meeting. Considering the next meeting is now only a couple weeks away, I think that'll be aggressive. I think we'll have it well ahead of the meeting after that. I think during a normal time span between meetings, I could answer that question in the affirmative. I'm a little reluctant to make that promise, mainly because I'm not solely in control. But I think they would be aggressive to have it by the next meeting, but I will do everything I can to try to meet that goal.
Thank you. Any other questions on the master plans? Hearing none, we'll go on to item 6C, 6B, board workshop review and the training video. So at this point, there are two items for us to complete there. The first is the video that's for advanced board skills. The title of that is Choosing Collaboration and Clarity Over Chaos. And is there anyone that hasn't had a chance to review that yet? Okay. If we wait one more meeting, is there the possibility that you can take an hour and go through that?
I'll try to, yes.
Thank you. And Cameron, you were able to get through that?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you. Also, then, we'll wait for our board workshop review, and in the next agenda or in the next packet, we'll identify which section it is that we'll be reviewing at that point, along with some of the items from the video, so that you'll have time ahead of time to review those again and look those up. Rob Mills had suggested that each month we take a piece of it and have a discussion on it. And I think we need to wait until the full board has had a chance to look at that video. There's some really important things in it. And then we can start through his list of questions and discussions, unless someone else has a different suggestion. Okay, we'll move that direction then. Moving on, item 7, new business, water management and conservation plan. John?
Yes, I'm happy to talk about that. Did we want to cover item 6C or did
we? We do. I'm so sorry. I'm not checking them off as I usually do. So item 6C, revised employee handbook. John, we'll go back to you for that.
Well, I just, we've gotten pretty detailed feedback from all board members. There's one board member that I'd still like to get some specific feedback from. I know there's some discussion about the need for a workshop, but I'd like to get a jump start on any potential need for a workshop by at least understanding a little bit about the specific comments, questions, concerns from all board members, and I the only one I'm waiting for is Tom, and Tom's been feeling under the weather, and out of respect for Tom, I'd like to table that until the next meeting to give him and I more time to talk.
Thank you. Moving on then to new business. John, the water management and conservation plan.
Yeah, this is the water conservation and management plan is something that we have to put some strong emphasis on. We have a regulatory requirement to have this plan to the Oregon Water Resources Department, an update to our plan. By April 1st of next year, 2022. And that sounds like it's still a ways away, but as we know, when it comes to these plans, that's not far off at all. And we are obligated to regulatorily to have an update to our plan turned in by then. The last plan that we had done was in 2012. We're required to do an update after a 10-year period, and this is important for several reasons. There's, you know, this has ramifications on our water rights permits and so forth. So we have a number of related issues, all critical to the authority, all very important, that ride on us having a updated water conservation and management plan done in really what only amounts to about, you know, 6 or 7 months. And with that in mind, despite any reservations that are disappointments we may have about Parametrics's latest efforts, my recommendation, and I have approached them, my recommendation is to go with Parametrics to draft this plan for us. We don't have a lot of time. They drafted our last plan, and I think having reviewed it, and I haven't heard any negative feedback, I feel like they put together a pretty good plan for us back in 2012. So they're familiar with our system. They have the benefit of piggybacking off a plan that they had previously wrote for us 10 years ago, and we're short of time. So with that in mind, I approached Parametrics to have them provide a scope of work and a budget for this plan, and I sent that out to all the board members earlier last week. I hope everybody's had a chance to review it. It will take a board decision to award a contract for this plan, and I wanted to be sure that or try to get it out to everybody soon enough, so hopefully they'd have an opportunity to look it over, and I would hopefully be ready to discuss it at the meeting tonight. But that's what I put together and presented to the board. I would invite any questions or comments regarding that.
Yes, Tom?
John, I did have a chance to go through that, and it's pretty comprehensive. However, I do have some concern. The overall bid was a little over $30,000, but under assumptions and exclusions, it seems like there's a wide open door to really charge a lot more money. And did you have any concerns about that yourself?
Well, I do and I don't. It's not unusual, having worked for with engineers in an engineering firm for a significant part of my career. I can say it's not unusual to have a couple of conditions and concerns. For example, I think many of you remember when, who was it, Water Watch, gave us a pretty hard time regarding the extension of our current water rights permit. Because of their efforts, we've had to implement a lot of conditions and a lot of stipulations to our existing water rights permit. This being a water conservation plan, I wouldn't expect to get, you know, any serious objections or challenges from any environmental groups or anybody concerned with water conservancy. I do have to say that it's possible, and I think the engineers are just trying to account for that in their scope of work and their proposal. There's maybe one other exclusion here, if I can find it, that I was, let's see. So the scope of work excludes modifications to existing water rights, and that's not really surprising to me either. I will tell you that one of the most complicated things that I am going through is this issue of water rights. You know, do we develop our current permit at great expense to certify rights that as an authority we may not have beneficial use for 30 or 40 years, or do we simply file an extension for our current another extension on our existing permit and then risk the possibility that the extension won't be granted, or that it will be granted but only after significant challenge from environmental groups like Water Watch. You know, I definitely understand that exclusion because it's something I'm wrestling with. Eventually, I want to come to the board with a recommendation and about a direction to go with that. But it's a complicated issue, and water rights, the fact that we haven't, in my mind, made a firm commitment to whether to certify our existing permit or not, I think is probably does have some impact on Parametrics and their ability to, with confidence, put together a water conservation and management report. But I will say that I've reviewed this. I don't see anything here that is greatly concerns me or is out of the ordinary from what I've seen from engineers for other scopes of work. I'm not overly concerned that this would open the door to significantly greater expense. I think it's just the engineering firm wanting to point out that there are some unresolved issues and some potential things that can arise that could impact their efforts on our behalf.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Yes, Karen?
I didn't receive that package in my... So I have no comment. I have no information on that. So if we're going to do a vote, I will have to abstain.
Cameron, if we forget to get you a hard copy of this, I sincerely apologize.
That's all right.
This was something that came in, you know, that I wanted to squeeze in for this meeting due to the urgency and the limited time we have to put this together. I did send out an email, but I know you like to get hard copies, and I may have overlooked that, so I apologize.
That's all right. Now, can this hold till our next business meeting, or did you want to get right on this?
Well, if we wanted to hold it, I'd rather have a special meeting or something like that within a couple of weeks. The problem is until the board is comfortable with this, we cannot draft a contract, and I cannot give Parametrics a notice to proceed on this work. And I definitely, with the time constraints, it's already very aggressive. I would rather not wait another whole month, if we can avoid it, to get board buy-in on this.
How long did it take for Parametrics to drop the last one? Them dragging the feet on this other stuff, or is there a time frame that they would be able to commit to be able to get it done by then?
Well, as long as we can get back to them quick, they have committed to getting this done for us, and not only getting it done for us, but having a final version a month in advance of the due date for the Oregon Department of Water Resources, because there's apparently a regulatory requirement for them to submit this to other regulatory agencies for comment ahead of submitting it to the Water Resources Department. So they have assured me that this is something that they will... that they will put priority on, and this is something that they will get done and ensure our deadline compliance, even knowing that they basically have to have a final draft done a month before the due date to the state, which is April 1st of next year. My concern is if we can't get back to them reasonably quickly with a notice to proceed and I'd like to get back to them so that they can draft a contract, we can get it signed, and then they can get started on this work in earnest. But they won't be able to help us or do anything towards this until we're prepared to commit to that.
Yes, Todd? Tom?
Considering the time constraints and that Parametrics, even with our concerns, did draft the last one, I'd like to make a motion at this time that we go ahead and agree to have Parametrics take care of this for us. A little late, as a side note, it's a little late to try to find someone else, even if we did have the time. I think the practical thing here is to have Parametrics do that. So I move that we hire Parametrics to do this project.
I agree, Tom. I think it's important. Time is of the essence, and I think John has done a great job of communicating with Parametrics, and I think we're maybe on a slightly different glide path now, which is very useful. I do think, in terms of your motion, I'm prepared to second it, but I do think that we need to include language about awarding a contract to Parametrics for the purpose of the Water Conservation Management and Conservation Plan. And I think the motion ought to also include a ceiling on the authorized amount, which I would suggest at $35,000, which in our typical usual fashion would give the authority manager a little bit of wiggle room. And if it appeared to go above that, then the authority manager would come back to the board for further authorization of funds.
Now, I was a little concerned about putting a number on that hand because the exclusions did kind of scare me, even with John's assurances that these are normal. But I hate to have a whole nother meeting to bring it up, so I'm thinking $35,000 might be a little too low. Anybody else comments?
I think in the past, thanks, Tom. I think in the past what this board has done, with the exception of contracts that aren't clear, such as, or aren't finalized, such as for vehicles and equipment, we've already always added in a little wiggle room. With contracts with professionals, when there's a line item amount, we approve the project for the scope of work as written for the amount that it is written as. And if there is then any change to that contract, it has to be in writing as an amendment, and then we approve that amount. So we've been much cleaner and much tighter with our contracts with people to only approve the amount stated in the scope. Cameron?
That makes perfect sense to me, too. That's fine.
Have we had any incidents with Parametrics that anything has gone over what they have sent us in the contract? Has there been much of a gap?
No, we do not have that relationship with Parametrics. If there is a change, if they are in, they say that they will do that project under those terms, under that scope for that amount. If there is an item such as it's in the exclusions or it's an item that comes up that was that they were unaware of, they then put forth another amendment with a price tag on that for the board to look at and review.
Okay. Do we need the wiggle room, or we're going to get an amendment one way or another?
Because we have not had wiggle room on professional contracts.
I don't think we should allow wiggle room on this. They'll just send us another one and do an addendum or whatever. How do you guys feel about that?
I'm really good with that. So if we go back to Tom's motion,
$31,963.
Yeah. So your motion is to award the contract to Parametrics based on the scope of work for that amount of money.
Yes.
So I will second that motion.
All right. It has been moved and seconded that we approve the scope of work and upcoming contract with Parametrics for the PCJWSA Water Management Conservation Plan update for the amount of $31,963. All in favor, say aye.
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 Motion is approved unanimously. Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
All right. Item 8, any guest questions or comments come into the office? All right. Thank you. Any director comments?
Yes. Yes.
Please go ahead.
Now, I don't know if we had discussed it. Where are we with the water shutoffs and any of those contracts? Was that discussed earlier? Or?
It was the last meeting, John. The last meeting, Cameron, and that would be a good question to call John on and chat with him about it, if you'd like.
Okay.
So, any other comments from the board?
Yes.
Okay. Comment.
I would like to. Get a sympathy card for the Winricks, the employee, about his father. That's all possible for possibly the board to sign. He was a very influential person in the community, did a lot of volunteer time, and the family still does, and the loss will be felt throughout for some time. And I imagine losing a father, for anybody that has lost one, I imagine everybody, hopefully not, that did. I would like to see something go out there.
Thank you. Tom?
I just wanted to apologize to the board for my absences recently, and I'd like to get together with John probably in the next 2 weeks to go over a few things that we've been missing, especially the employee handbook, and maybe check on some of the facilities I haven't seen yet. That's all I had.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments from the board? All right. Thank you very, very much. It is 5:47, and I will adjourn our meeting. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.